and welcome to Strictly on the Sofa,
the show where we overanalyse every sequin, every heel turn, and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living room.
I'm Laura.
I'm Flo. Oh my god, it's the final!
I can't believe it.
It's the final countdown.
Also, the countdown, it's over.
It's over, actually, yeah. Zip. It's not even that. Done.
Strictly 2023 seems to have whizzed past.
Yeah.
Do we say that every year?
I think we probably do. But it does!
It's whizzed.
It's correct.
I'm so happy for the existence of the Christmas special, because it means I don't have to go cold turkey on Strictly. I'm like, oh, it's coming back in a week anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it would stress me out otherwise.
But I did just think, what am I going to do tonight? What am I going to watch?
Yeah. Oh my god, they should do that filler results show that they did when Nigel didn't leave. Well, he left. We're over it. I would just watch anything. I was thinking this earlier. What's the dancing? Because I was thinking about how good Leighton is. And how, at this point, I would watch Leighton. And it's I need the equivalent of, like, dance the phone book. But that makes no sense. Dance to, like, dial tones or something. They should do that. They should replay all the old dances. That's a dream.
That would be great. So, I don't know, where do we even start? What a final that was. Wasn't it incredible?
It was so close. And obviously in a different timeline, I don't know how I'm behaving at this final, because someone might not break a rib and might be in it. But it, for me, and I think it probably would have still felt this way if Nigel had been in it and had made it to the final, but there's nothing to say he would have done.
Yeah.
It was open, and I wanted every time someone danced, I was like, I want them to win.
Every time, like, my allegiances change with every dance. Normally, I go into the final with, like, at least one person I really, really want to win, and then, like, maybe someone that I'm like, oh, it would be nice if they did, but, you know, and then someone that I don't care for. And this time, I was genuinely, like, I couldn't... I thought my clear front runner was Ellie. But through this final, I kept being like, oh, she's not my clear front runner anymore. Leighton was incredible. Bobby, I feel like, just peaked. Like, that was like, he's just steadily got better and better and better through the competition. And that was the best he's danced all series. And I was like, he's a real contender here. You know?
I mean, it shows on the leaderboard, doesn't it? That the marks were all so close.
Yeah.
No one was running away with that final.
No. And, like, I don't know if that audience vote that you saw was, like, legit or not, but apparently Bobby came second in the votes, which...
I famously saw a tweet, and it said that Radio 2, it said on Radio 2 breakdown was.
Oh,
but, again, I saw a tweet that said on Radio 2 it said, so it's very much Chinese whispers at this point.
I'm just getting a chocolate, just helping myself to my Christmas tree of truffles.
A decadent... chocolate.
It's a Christmas tree that's got lights in it, so it's just a nice item to... No, it's just going to be me having my chocolate. Of course you can have one.
I'll take a dark chocolate one for the tea.
Yum.
Because I'm a sophisticated young woman. So are we happy with... So Ellie was our illustrious winner. 22, so broke the women's age bracket thing, I think. Because I think there was, we mentioned it last year, but there was something, or did we mention it the year Rose won? That usually between a window of like 26 and 30. And Rose Ailing Ellis turned 26 on the show, and it was like, ooh. But then all the finalists were like, so Leighton was the oldest at 28? Mad.
You're right, actually. So, a very young year.
Yeah. But also such a strong, I just feel like it was even, they all delivered instant classic dances for me. Delighted that Ellie won, like Vito's little sobbing face. But I honestly wouldn't have been upset at any of them, and that's rare.
I'd have been made up for whoever won, actually.
They all deserved it. Sorry, I'm eating a chocolate.
I know. That's why I've just been silent for a bit. I'm just getting through my truffle. They were all just brilliant. It was such a good final. I really enjoyed watching it.
It was just camper than anything I could have ever imagined. That opening dance routine was ridiculous.
So, yeah.
So amazing to see Amy back where she belongs on that dance floor. And then Cher was the musical guest.
I know.
I was like, have I dreamt this?
Singing the least Christmassy Christmas song in the whole world.
It's an amazing Christmas song. It needs more bells.
It needs more bells. If it's going to be a Christmas bell, it's a great song, but to make it Christmas.
DJ. No, I can't do it.
Cher.
Welcome to the podcast. Wagon wheel watushi. It was just a vintage final. I think that's the only way to describe it.
Vintage final. Yeah.
I don't know how to start. We go, because if we start at the bottom of the leaderboard, that's technically Ellie.
It's Ellie, yeah.
It goes to show your allegiances are born, like they're forged in flames and Strictly Come Dancing.
And I mean, all the points were so close anyway. Mm. But yeah, interesting that Bobby was second on the leaderboard as well. You know, mad.
Very interesting. Mm. I don't know where to begin. So let's start with the judges' picks. Were we happy with the judges' picks?
Very happy. I thought they picked excellently.
They excelled.
They excelled in their picking. Yes, I was. So Bobby's Samba I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great. He'd come on such a long way from when he did it last time that I was like, this is really good to see how far he's come.
Oh, Flo said something to me, and I was like, she's right. So I'm going to repeat it. She's not always right. She'd see the tweets at the start of the series when we picked out our favourites. All of mine are in the final.
I was like, Bobby's so irritating. And then I was like, oh no, he's actually just like that. Like, he's not affecting that.
That's
why I found him irritating. And then I realised he was actually genuine. And I was like, okay, no, he is just actually really lovely and sweet boy.
She ate her words.
I did. I ate more words. I'll own up to it. You know, I'm not too proud.
My top five were pretty much, so Nigel, Ellie, Leighton, Bobby, and Zara, we don't talk about a broken clock is right twice a day. The opposite of that. A good clock is broken at least once. I don't know.
I maintain though that Zara did have potential. But I think
she did. Yeah,
she was two in her head.
Two in her head in a series where the standard was immediately at 30s in week two. What did they say that Leighton got like 32 for that quick step in?
Yeah, did he get 32?
Was it higher than that in week two?
I thought you got 36.
All nines
in week two. Yeah.
So crazy.
And they were acting as if it was like terrible the first time.
They were like, you basically disrespect ballroom every time you attempt it. How dare you? I was like, come on, man. Yeah. He has improved though. And
so much. So much.
I think it's so important that people see that growth as well, because I think then it's very easy for his narrative to be drawn for Leighton, mm-hmm. that Leighton is a professional dancer, which he's not, but whatever. And he has just plateaued, he's just been but he's grown so much. That quick step was glorious.
It was so good.
I think it's one of my favourite dances this series.
Yeah. It was so good.
It might be my second favourite dance this series, dare I say. Mm. Actually, all three of my top three are Leighton.
Is that
I think Argentine Tango, which we'll get to later, was my favourite of the whole series. Just unbelievable. Should have been 40 the first time around, in my opinion. Then it's Charleston. And then this quick step in the final. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we've got Nigel's Paso, Ellie's Salsa. Ellie's Paso. Oh, I was just so pleased with the judges' picks. I think they gave them room for growth, but also recognised where they could, they didn't stitch anyone up, is what I'm trying to say.
Ellie's Paso was great.
Mm.
It was, I forgot how well the music worked with it.
Because I really didn't think it would work the first time I heard it. And when they're like, promenading is not the move, but doing that bit to the, is that a different song?
Yeah, I think that's a different song. That's the one that's like, and this was
yes, that's the bit. I mean, I'm really down
with the
kids. I don't
know the names of any of these, but the one.
Well, it was banger anyway, and it was great. I literally didn't finish my thought. We're very scatty today, but Flo was saying about Bobby that he looks like he's not going through the motions. Like, he's very much dancing it as if he's danced it his whole life and he's a professional. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It felt,
yeah.
It had such flow, and I think that's true of all his dances.
Yeah.
And for someone who probably went in as the underdog, in terms of danceability, Sean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think I was saying that, like, he had, sometimes he has a tendency to, like, look as if he's, like, placing his arm there.
Cause yeah.
He's told to do that move. But that was, there was no hint of that in that samba at all. It felt really free and flowing. And
it felt like he was almost on a night out. It was so good. And it was a party dance as well, we know.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. It was such a good pick. And then, yeah, Ellie's Paso, out of this world. I mean, I don't have much more to add other than it was just amazing.
Yeah, it was
great. Vito is such a stunning choreographer, as is all. I think all the finalists pulled out of the bag with the choreography
really
this year.
Yeah, they really did. Oh, go on.
And then we talked about Leighton's Quickstep. Yeah, we have.
I think we have.
Oh, great. I'm going to talk about it a lot on this podcast, but Nikita's choreography this year, I am thrilled that he's been able to, like, he said it, didn't he? And when he talked to Leighton, he was like, we both make each other shine. And I was like, Nikita got me in this. Yeah. I mean, they all got me. Diane sobbing got me.
Yeah. Oh my God. They were all so emotional. Like, the pros were particularly emotional, I felt. Vito was sobbing. Nikita was just seemed to be sobbing the whole show.
You know how I don't think the Strictly Curse... you know that this podcast does not believe in the Strictly Curse. It's a nonsense. But... they must wear the emotions so close to their... Because they're performers and they have to act.
Yeah.
Acting. So I wonder if it's just all, like, there. Do you know what I mean? It's all very close to the surface.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
emotional,
so.
Passionate.
And, like, it's a big deal for, like, Nikita to reach the final. Ooh. And, like, Vito, it's only his second year and he's, you know...
And he's won it.
Final twice and won it. And he won the Italian Dancing with the Stars as well, I found out from Wikipedia today. So... He's an excellent
Mr.
teacher.
Mr. Worldwide.
Clearly.
Yeah. So good.
Love him.
Yeah, should we go on to the show dances? Mm-hmm. Right. Let's I don't know about you. It. I'm going to take this one last opportunity to slag off Couples Choice. It makes Couples Choice so redundant when you see the show dances.
It really does.
Because I'm like, I've actually seen a little bit of this before.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that in my head, I've come up with what the... Couples choices should be. It should be tap dancing, Irish dancing, and ballet.
I love that. I'd be down for that.
Because then you still get a bit of Bobby's Couples Choice, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bobby's Couples Choice is the one that, like...
Yeah.
I didn't hate it this week at all.
Yeah.
We were sobbing. Oh, my God. We were delicate.
Yeah.
Fragile people.
We were.
It was beautiful.
So, I'll allow Couples Choice this week for that moment.
Yeah, but it would be fine. That would be in the ballet section, so it works.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There.
Yeah.
And I love a bit of tap dancing.
So,
that's me pretending to tap dance. I'm so sorry.
But yes. So, actually, of all the show dances, Bobby's show dance was my favourite.
Me too. I agree.
I love that it had, like, a really clear style.
Yeah.
And, like, it suited him so well. I think that with the show dances, they do all these impressive lifts and everything.
Yeah.
Ellie's was incredible. Like, this is not me slagging off Ellie's by any means. I really enjoyed it. It was incredible. I had my jaw open through a lot of it. But I think, like, sometimes it just gets a series of lifts.
Yeah.
And actually, I really liked that Bobby's didn't really try and do that. It just tried to be its own thing.
Yeah. I thought it was brilliantly choreographed. I completely agree. And... I agree. It's my favourite of all the show dances. Because I also think they managed to keep in what Bobby's good at, but also it was still Strictlyified, if that makes sense. Like, there was bits in Hold, which I really liked, because I loved Leighton and Nikita's show dance, but I was disappointed about this. When they got in Hold and they did the pivots, you know, when Leighton came down the stairs and they went straight into a pivot.
Yeah.
Loved that.
Yeah.
And I just would have liked more of that because it's... Again... I think the same. It was the same as Ellie's. Like, we saw that we know how good they are at that stuff. And yeah, you play to your strengths in a showdown. So I've just praised Diane for doing that with Bobby. But we got to see that in their couple's choices. And so I think I would have. I don't know. I loved it. I love also that Nikita and Leighton are like, friend like, I've never had a friend like you.
I know, it's so cute, isn't it?
I'm obsessed with them.
What a cute message in their song.
Yeah. So I love it when they become friends for life.
Yeah.
And I really feel it. Like, Nikita's little chin was wobbling.
Oh, my God. All the way through, he was doing that little wobbly, like, oh, I'm about to break into tears throughout. Yeah. I really enjoyed theirs as well. That felt like a real show dance. It was very, like, wow.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. So, I'm like, Bobby's was my favourite, but did I hate the others? Absolutely not. Incredible.
Loved the others.
As you say, Ellie was so ambitious. A bit sorry for her that she fluffed the lift, but I'm saying she fluffed the lift. I think the lift was really, really hard.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I don't know.
I think you're right, less is more sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think given that she won anyway, like, I think if she hadn't won then, maybe she would have been like, oh, could I have done that lift better? And then maybe I would have been more... with a chance of winning, but in the end it didn't actually mess anything up for her.
Yeah.
I think that was probably the reason why she was bottom of the leaderboard, though, because it meant she got 36.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, any 10s for that dance, so that pretty much automatically got her to the bottom of the leaderboard. Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad that it didn't actually mess up too much for her, is what I'm trying to say.
Agreed. Agreed. I just thought they were brilliant.
Yeah, I thought they were brilliant.
I just thought they were neat. My insight is brilliant. Oh my God, last week when Motsy was it Motsy? I think it was Shirley. Shirley was like, I've written two words down here. Dancer extraordinaire. And my whole friend was like falling apart. Because they were like, what is happening? Oh, and also when Motsy was like, you should rename the song, Hey Ellie. So I feel like those... That's my level of judging right now. I'm basically turning into the Anton Bopit. Yeah. It was just... For once, all the 10s flying about in a final, didn't they feel justified?
Yeah, they did, for sure. To the extent that when like Ellie got all 9s for that show dance, I was like, that's so unfair.
I was
so
aggrieved.
Mean. I know.
Aggrieved for her. So yeah, she was amazing. What a dance. And again, they're all dancers, aren't they now? Strictly, you can take the people out of Strictly, but you can't take the Strictly out of the people. All different styles as well.
Yeah.
I have nothing more to say, I'm so sorry. Go and watch them, because I think that speaks louder than words. Really.
I agree. Should we talk about the final dance then?
Yes. Can I start with Leighton and Nikita?
You can.
Thank you. The Argentine Tango is my favourite dancer of the series, as I've said. Should have been a 40 the first time, as I said. Craig saying he loved it now, I was like, yes, get on board.
Get on board, little children, get on board, little children.
We're in a choir as youthful people, and that was the song we sang. I'm so sorry. But yes, get on board, Craig Ruffle Horwood, get on board. It was better. How they managed to improve it the second time. They learned 3 dances this week.
I know.
It was so incredible. And I'm so glad that was the last dance they did. It felt correct. It felt seamless.
Yeah.
And a full circle moment.
Yeah.
And I was saying, what I was saying earlier about like Nikita's choreography getting the chance to shine, and him being such great friends with Leighton now, which I adore, is that Nikita never went, oh, we're just two lad pals. He never did, like... He made them sexy when they wanted to be sexy. He made them intense. Leighton said it himself. He was like, when I was like, oh, I want to be a bit more feminine in this dance. Mm-hmm. Leighton just went with it. And Nikita just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't... I think... I don't want Nikita to get a bad dancer next year. Mm-hmm. I want Nikita to win.
Mm.
But the thing is, I think he'll get any of his dance partners quite far.
Mm.
Because I think he's a genius.
Yeah, exactly.
And basically, it's Nikita's world. And we just live in it. I think I'm a Nikita stan.
I think you are. I think I am.
Yeah, I think the whole world should be, and if you're not,
I agree.
Get on board. It's amazing. That's my Nikita rant over. I just love him.
Yeah, I love this Argentine tango so much. It was so good.
It also shows how versatile the Leighton is, I think.
Yeah.
And I've always, I think I said this on a few series ago, that One of my favourite things about Strictly is when they come out with a love of a dance they didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
And you could see that immediately with the Argentine Tango, but actually, yeah. even on the Quick Step, I felt that Leighton has come out now with an appreciation of ballroom.
Yeah.
Because that's why I got annoyed when it was the year before, when they all chose Couples' Choice in the final. Mm. I was like, all it's saying to me is that you don't like the thing that you've signed up to do on the show.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I don't feel that way with Leighton and Nikita. Yeah. And I can't wait to see them on tour.
And I didn't think that about Bobby choosing his Couples' Choice either. I don't think he was dancing that because it was like the most fun one. I think he was dancing it because it had the most meaning.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, exactly. And not because it was his highest mark either.
Exactly.
A side note. Mm. Radio 2 reminded me that the first 10 was for Eddie's Couples Choice, which feels years ago.
That feels absolutely years ago.
I could not believe it. But it's been a lot. It's been a long series. It's been a very quick series.
Yeah.
I think that's because some people left early, do you think?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So it just feels like a bit of a chaotic series. It feels like it's not been linear.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
But I don't know why.
Hmm.
Because nothing on Strictly is ever linear.
Time is weird, isn't
Timey-wimey.
It?
Timey-wimey. Big bowl of wibbly-wobbly.
What are you talking about?
Timey-wimey. It's Doctor Who, you Billerstein.
Oh.
But yes. Time and relative dimension in Strictly. I'm so sorry, I'm delirious at this point. Should we talk about Ellie and Vito's American Smoothie?
Oh! This is one of my favourite dances of the series. Uh-huh. It's just so classy. I think because we saw it in person.
We were there.
We were there. Do you know what? I thought she danced it absolutely brilliantly. The two kicks near the end were not as big as the kicks.
Oh.
I thought, personally. But, you know, I'll allow it. It's fine.
I lost my mind at the pivots and therefore stopped thinking after that.
No,
I went to see a show on Friday night. And they pivoted in it, and I was like, that's me done for the day.
Mm.
Like, I can't work now.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't at work when I saw the show. It was very much in the evening. But that was it.
That was it. Can't think now.
I didn't think about anything. No thoughts in head, just pivots.
Mm.
Obsessed. I just love them.
Yeah.
That's why I love ballroom so much.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, but she can't really go wrong, can she?
Mm.
I know that lift went slightly wrong, but even that she recovered it beautifully.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the flipping out of it, I'd have been like instant breaking of neck.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, I love this dance.
I'm so glad all three of these dancers are going on tour.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. This was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
Again.
It's really hard to critique.
I've got nothing to say.
I'm starting to wonder if I've got a newfound appreciation for the judges because. Genuinely, I would be like,
yeah,
good.
Good.
That was amazing.
Better.
Pivots. I have one thing to say to you, and that is pivots. I sound like Ross from Friends from that one scene.
Pivot.
Oh, God, it's so lame, isn't it? Who do I think I am? Should we talk about Bobby and Diane?
Yeah.
We were in bits.
Oh, I was absolutely in bits.
So it felt more meaningful the second time round somehow. Not meaningful, but it felt more like
it
got me.
It really got me. It was Bobby's face as he was dancing.
Yeah.
It was so like focused and emotional. And I just was looking at his face and I was like, oh my God, I think, because I was like, is he crying through this dance? That's how it felt.
Yeah.
And then that made me feel emotional. And then I started crying.
Yeah. Do you think it's because it was his last dance? We had... When he's done it before, you're in a competition still.
Yeah.
And you've got other things on your mind.
Yeah.
But then
this was like,
leave it all on the floor.
Leave it all on the floor. I think so, yeah. Yeah. And like how far he's come. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And also, he's just a really good dancer now.
Yeah.
So I think the other half of things is he wasn't having to think about the next step because he felt it.
Yeah.
So
you
could put more into the performance of it.
100%.
And the emotion of it.
Yeah.
It was so gorgeous to watch. We were beside ourselves.
Yeah. Full disclosure, we had gone out last night, because it's my birthday today, happy birthday to me. So we've gone out last night for some drinks, and so, you know, I was feeling a little bit rough this morning. And maybe emotionally not in the most stable place anyway. So watching this, it just absolutely broke me. I was just like, I can't cope with this.
Did it make you cry the first time round though? So didn't it?
I think it did, yeah. But it was more like a bit of a tear in my eye. Whereas today I was like, actually choked up. Yeah.
I think I do wonder if it's just the performance. Because you always expect, if you've seen it the first time, the intensity to have lessened.
Mm.
But it felt, if not the same, more intense.
Mm.
I felt really felt for the judges.
Mm.
And it's just amazing how a dance can move you like that.
Mm. It really is, isn't it?
Like, it all just came together so beautifully.
It's only, like, what, 2 minutes, if that?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And it took us from naught to, like,
It
was so beautiful. Mm. I really think Craig should have given this a 10.
I agree.
What would it have... Like, it's the end of the show, Craig.
I know.
And if anything was a spiritual 10, it was that dance.
I agree. I think, a 10 for the vibes was definitely 10
for the vibes. For and his hands.
His hands are so much they've better. Improved.
I feel like that was the last puzzle piece going into place, and now he's done that, and he's been amazing ever since.
Yeah.
It's been 3 weeks, but like...
There was a little clip of them, like... I don't know what it was, but, like, he did a little, like... And his hand went out, and it's from, like, at the beginning of the series, and I was like, oh, my God, his hands have gotten so much better.
Yeah. Craig was right to be on at them.
Yeah. So
just great. Stunning just work stunning. All round.
Just great, yeah. So, and as I said, would have been like over the moon if anyone had won it.
Yeah.
Well done, everyone.
Well done all. It was a beautiful final. Do you want to talk about the group dance quickly?
Yes.
It was chaotic as we'd expect. I'm really upset. They included my least favourite dance move of the entire series, which is the Nigel with walking his fingers across the table, but also he has got a broken rib.
Yeah, exactly. I think he probably just needed to be sat down and that, like,
but like,
I know.
I mean, yeah, probably he'd have been doing his passo in any other.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he'd been in the final.
Yeah, exactly. It was so chaotic, wasn't it? It was all over the
place. Was just Les Dennis trying to disengage himself from that anchor for about 10 minutes. Then Annabelle Croft looking as amazing as she... Like, she's never left but me.
I know! And honestly, then, like, the difference was so, like, stark. I mean, obviously, it will be, but, like, yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like a long time ago.
It does.
Eddie and Karen coming back to bring the...
Yeah.
I don't know what they brought. The fun.
They
get on so well, don't they? It comes through the screen, I think.
Yeah.
And then it just was like, oh, you. Hello, you.
Hello, you.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say the share dance was the campest thing I've ever seen. I was obsessed.
It was the way Giovanni was dancing it in particular. Felt really camp to me.
Yeah.
I don't think he's particularly like... a camp person, no. So to see him doing those moves was just
and I don't usually
iconic.
Find like the cha-cha like Strictly's obviously a camp show,
yeah,
but I don't usually find it that camp, and I was like,
yeah,
what's going on here? I think it was Cher. I think Cher will probably makes, you know, Cher into this living room right now, it would make the room 10% more camp, and this room has got like a giant mouse with a hat on the top of the Christmas tree, you know what I'm saying?
It's got disco balls. It's got huge disco balls on the tree, which is a birthday present.
But Cher takes the biscuit. But then I just think it was the earnestness with which they were doing it. It was so good. Also, there was a bit where when Kai stayed on to linger and stare at Cher, I was like, is he meant to be there? Is he just like forgotten to go up, or he's like, now's my chance?
It felt like my a fan crashing the stage.
Cher, come to Brazil. It was honestly amazing.
Oh, so good.
I just can't believe they booked Cher.
I know.
It's huge.
Quite a coup, isn't it?
It is.
I've seen her doing lots of stuff recently. Yeah. Chicken Shop Date.
Yes, she was great on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her so much. Also, I'm allowed to say my thing about Cher Surgeon.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
I want Cher Surgeon. Mostly because, I mean, I don't want Cher Surgeon, but... Of all the celebrities in Hollywood, she still looks like Cher, but 20 years younger.
Yeah, it's
incredible.
Yeah.
Not a line in sight.
Mm.
I love Cher. I love Cher.
Yeah.
Should I say Wagon Wheel were too soon? No. I was going to do a Sean Connery impression. I was like, that's not Cher. I'm losing my mind. delirium has set in.
I have nothing else to say. What a great series.
Claudatorium being full again was really good.
Yeah. It's been, the standard's been amazing. All the competitors have been great. Some of the newer pros, I think, have just had incredible new, different sort of choreography and approaches. And
yeah.
I've loved that.
But then some of the older pros have shone as well. Like, Luba's had a really good series, hasn't she?
Yeah, that is very true.
Katja's got the furthest she's got in a while.
Yeah. Incredible choreography as well.
Yeah, an incredible partner.
Yeah. It's been a great series. I've loved every minute.
It really has. And I hope they do Strictly All-Stars next year. Please.
Oh my god, Strictly All-Stars would be amazing. Who would be in your Strictly All-Stars? This is a good question. Well, we obviously know Danny Mac.
Let's not be stupid about this. Yeah. AJ Dudu.
Yeah. Is it people that haven't won?
Yeah, I think it should be, don't you?
Yeah, I agree.
So Danny Mac, AJ.
Yeah.
Can I put Nigel in there? Is it too soon?
I think it's allowed because he didn't really get his chance to realise his full potential.
Just let him do that Charleston and then chuck him out, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
So, Nigel.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Austin Healey.
Yeah. Love that. I'd like Karim and Amy back.
Yeah, Karim and Amy. I love that. You did love it. That is a good shout.
John and Johannes.
Yes. Absolutely. Faye and Giovanni.
Yes. Allowed.
We need to go back a bit further, I think, as well. Julian Clary. Denise Lewis.
Yeah.
And Ian Waite.
Oh my god.
Get them on.
Definitely.
I'd invite Gabby Logan back, She was shafted. I'd invite Gabby Logan back, because she was done a disservice, I thought.
Aww.
She should have got further along than she did.
Yeah.
Oh! What's his face from JLS?
I can see his little face.
Yeah. Not Anton.
Anton?
No, it's not Anton.
It's not Anton.
It's not Anton, is it? It's not Anton. This is embarrassing, Flo.
Marvin?
No, it's not Marvin.
That's what Shell's.
I could name every single other member of GLS, but not him. It does begin with A, doesn't it?
It's Anton.
No, it's not.
It was Anton.
No, it's not. Look it up.
All right. My computer's being slow. I hope independently it's worth it.
Adjudicated.
GLS members. Marvin
Aston! Sorry, Aston.
Sorry, Aston.
Merry Christmas. That's a different member. But yes, Aston.
It's so weird though, because you said Anton and I was thinking Anton. Anton Dubek is obviously woven his way into our brains.
Because Jeanette's no longer doing it, so he can go with Yvita.
Yeah, that's true. That would be lovely. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, do you know what I'd love to see next year? Marvin Humes and Rochelle Humes both competing.
They haven't done that for ages. They need to bring it back.
They did that with Gabby Logan, didn't they? And Kenny. Yeah. That would be great.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
I loved it. They gave them to the Jordans as well, didn't they?
Oh my god. So yeah. Iconic.
I would adore that.
Yeah.
To do it, Nadia and Kai.
Oh my god!
I don't want to go too. I think we need to go further back. But in my head, I'm literally like, bring Krishnan back.
Oh my god, bring Krishnan back! Justice for Krishnan.
Chris Parker. I couldn't hear arguments for that. I imagine he wants nothing to do with Strictly ever again. On the other hand, doesn't everyone need money?
Mm-hmm. Colin and Erin Bowe. Colin the hurdler.
What's his name? Colin Jackson.
Because I feel like he was really close to winning it, and then they did that weird puppet dance in the final, and they lost it.
Who did he lose to? Was it Dan Gott? No.
I think it might have been...
Was that the Zoe Ball year? Zoe Ball.
Zoe Ball would be a
Bring
great
back
shout.
Zoe Ball.
Bring back Zoe Ball.
Yeah.
Love that.
We should actually write these down.
I know.
Let us know who you guys want to see.
Yeah.
So, Natalie on Twitter asked us, who have been our favourite couples to watch?
Ellie, Leighton and Bobby.
I'm going to do a shout out for Krishnan and Lauren.
Oh,
here.
Hands down. They've been my favourites this series, I think.
He was on Radio 2 talking to Claudia and it was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because he was talking with Angela Rippon and he was like, aren't you going to be jealous when Kai gets like another partner? Because I'm furious. and she was like, no, he's a professional. Of course he's going to dance with other people. And she just wasn't getting... And he was like, no, if Lauren can't dance with me, she can't dance with anyone. I'm going to be furious. And it was just like, so I love them together so much.
That is really funny.
Krishnan was living his best life in that group dance,
absolutely,
wasn't he?
Loving it.
I was like, Chloe's got worse. But do you know what he's got better at? Enthusiasm.
Yes.
He always had that, so it was amazing.
Yeah.
Who else? Well, who other couples are? Apparently I'm Yoda now.
I'm trying to think now.
Do you know what?
I loved
Zara and Graziano.
I was about to say Zara. I was.
Marriage.
I was. Because I think that they did some really lovely dances and like, by the time she went, I think it was her time to go. But I think, I liked seeing, I felt like I would be Zara if I was on this because I think she was a little bit, she was really excited but like very nervous.
Yeah.
I think that would be me, so I very much associated with her, like,
exactly. And also they seem to have a lot of fun in the training room, which I like. And she wanted Graziano, and I like people who want Graziano. It feels like we've had a spectrum of like lots of friends for life this series, but also mortal enemies on the other spectrum. But yes, loved it. I think they're my favourites. Are you happy with those answers?
I'm happy with those answers. We also have a question. We also have a question from Edward on Spotify. Do you guys think that if Nigel had got to do his quarterfinals routine, he would have had a breakthrough? I held out hope for many weeks, but since he never got higher than 34, I wasn't sure. Ooh. Well, I think 34 is a pretty high score.
In any other year.
And so I think we were waiting for his breakthrough every week, weren't we? And something always happened that didn't quite go to plan.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of dances where I think he showed what he could really, really do. So I think we had such high hopes for the Charleston he was going to do in the week that he couldn't dance that, like, we'll never know.
Yeah.
Is that always going to be that what-if moment?
Which is why he should do All Stars.
Exactly.
I actually really do think it would have been his breakthrough.
Mm.
Just because that the camera blocking footage of it, he looks amazing. And do you know what he looks? He looks comfortable in the dance.
Yeah.
And I do think that was half of his battle.
Yeah.
Like, you know how on the week that he did so well on the tango?
Yeah.
He said that they talked a lot about intent of the movements and he found it a lot easier to get it. I think sometimes he just, it was like he got the yips. And he would talk himself out of it and it'd go wrong. And obviously that, like, they're there to watch you with a magnifying glass, so it's so hard. But yeah, there is something definitely to be said for the fact that 34 is a high score. And it just seemed that they were harsh on... Strictly's all about narratives, it really is.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in, like, people making stuff up. They're not doing that. But it's so easy to be like, oh, Nigel was never quite good and, like, never quite good. But it was just because it was tense watching him because you never knew what was going to happen.
And he did do some
But actually,
really good
if you go
dances.
Back and watch the dances, I reckon when you divorce it from the history of the series.
Yeah.
Going back, I always say this, but his Viennese waltz in week 2 was really, really great. I loved it.
Yeah.
The judges less so, but I think that there's some pretty great performances there, and I would like to see him in another series free of sort of the
Yeah.
The surroundings. It's always going to be a tough year when people are getting 40s.
It is. Yeah.
Look at the final this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
This week.
Exactly.
This week and this year.
Yeah.
Exactly. I am correct in both accounts. Mm. Anyway, sorry, I've gone off on one.
No.
But I really do think it would have been his breakthrough.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have loved to see it. Obviously.
Or just like a consolidation of his talent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also because I was annoyed at the waste of his couple's choice.
Yeah.
Stupid finger walking. It's the only time I've ever been annoyed at choreography. I don't think Catcher choreographs the specialist dances, or she has involvement in it, but like...
Yeah.
Do you know what? At my university Christmas, like with my friends, we watched the Sean Walsh and Catcher Matrix Pasadobly, and people were just like, oh my God. And we were like, yeah, he's terrible. Yeah. Look at her. But like, the choreography, she made him shine.
I know, exactly. Exactly.
So good.
Well, what a great series it's been. Thank you guys for listening all the way through with us. Thank you for all the questions you sent in,
and
all the comments. It's been lovely to be on Twitter with you every week.
Yes, it really has.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you again next year, I guess.
Off into hibernation.
Yes.
Pack away the microphones. We'll see you on Twitter for Christmas Day.
Yes.
Should we make our prediction now that we think Dan Snow might dance to Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow?
We all want to see that.
We want to see it. It's a missed opportunity if not. That's it for another year.
That's it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. See you in 2024.
See you in 2024.
Bye.